You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time. When a stranger throws pizza in the trash, you can eat pizza anytime. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you, Pizza Venkman. Oh, wow, pizza's in his actual name, too. Thank you so much to Pizza Venkman for that wonderful catchphrase submission. And welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another edition. This is February Love Month, which ties in with today's theme because I love each and every one of our guests, even though I've not met one of them. Coming up a little later, by the way, coming up right now, my name is Scott Aukerman, but coming up a little later, we have a tycoon, I guess is a way to describe them. My producer is mouthing Playboy. I don't know whether my producer is trying to tell me that they want to leave the room and read a Playboy. Is that what you're trying to say? No? No, you're saying call the person a Playboy? Okay, a Playboy will be coming up. We also have, you've seen the posters, we have a missing boy coming up a little later, so that's very exciting. But before we get to them, let us get to our guest of honor. We had little to zero small talk coming in, which we're going to probably want to get some of that out of the way in the first segment here, and then we'll get to real talk. You know him from such television shows as Arrested Development. No, we don't talk about that one anymore? Oh, man. Okay. What do we know him from? No, we don't talk about that anymore? God, oh, that's right. That was canceled too. God. We know him from the pool, Fly swatter.
Yeah. So swatter.
We know him from Swatter?
The musical.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what swatter was when you say Swatter the musical.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you'd fill that in, but it's officially Slaughter space dash space the musical.
Swatter though, not yeah. Slaughter.
Swatter.
Swatter.
Like a fly swatter.
Like a fly swatter, but one who calls the SWAT team on celebrities? Is that what this is?
No, it's an actual fly swatter guy who...
Oh.
It's just was nominated for like 6 Tonys or something like that.
6 Tonys?
Yeah.
For which ones? Like lesser Tonys? Like daytime Tonys?
I don't know if there is such a thing, but yes, the early
they only,
morning.
They only give them to the shows that are on in the morning.
Early morning to late afternoon Tonys. And it was best original score, best
adaptation of a score?
Score. Yeah.
Wow, so it got nominations for both of those because that's hard to do. Was that because it was the first act was adapted from a novel and then the second act they threw it away and just started with something new?
It's because they did an adaptation of their own music.
Oh.
Added it. See, it's two shows in one. So you see the original.
It was advertised that way, right? The only musical that's two shows in one.
Yeah, the most unnecessary musical in history is how they advertised
that was not a pull quote either. It was just them saying it.
Yep, 4 hours long.
4 hours.
12 intermissions, and it's about a young boy. He's a pauper.
When you say that, you don't mean like John Popper of the Blues Traveler,
like Lock and
Pop and Lock.
Pop and
okay,
lock.
Yeah, exactly.
And poor, but a pauper. He P A U P E R.
Oh, okay, the Prince Anne.
Yes, exactly. And
Prince Anne the Time.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
The Revolution.
Literally, exactly.
right.
And yeah, so he's a swatter who, like fly swatter, who rises to prominence. It's a rags to riches to rags to kind of halfway.
Kind of have a like upper middle class, lower middle class, or
upper lower middle class.
Upper lower. Yeah. Okay, that's a good place to be.
Yeah. And he gets his in the end, trust me.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean by that?
He's decapitated, slowly.
Slowly?
Yeah, it's...
How slow? Because this is a 4-hour show. Is this the majority of the show?
It's the last half of the show is him getting...
the last 2 hours, just slowly chopping his
really
head off?
Really slowly, but there's a couple really great songs and an amazing dance number that goes into the audience, and it's really pretty special. A lot of wires.
When you say it goes into the audience, do you mean the head? Or rolls?
Yeah, the singing head. The head rolls and sings.
Oh, okay,
it's a dream sequence type thing. And you're also, not sure, is this really happening? Or is it in his imagination? And
yeah, wow, that sounds amazing. And you were in this?
I was the understudy of the fly.
Okay, yeah.
And that's where people would know me from.
Right, that's okay, good. Yeah, thank you. Okay, good. I'm glad we cleared that up. Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Show, Arrested Development doesn't really come up that much anymore.
Yeah, those were like 90s and early 2000s things. This is like the new stuff that you're on now.
It's fresh and exciting, Scott. Yeah.
Well, speaking of fresh and exciting, his new special, I'm From the Future... Ooh, that sounds exciting and fresh. It premieres this Friday at officialdavidcross.com. Welcome, my old buddy, David Cross is here. Hello.
How are you? How's everybody doing?
I'm great. Welcome to the backyard. We're here in my backyard in case we hear any. They are doing some construction next door.
This is for your for the listeners. This is a beautiful, beautiful house. And I also like the design
roof?
Aesthetic.
Oh,
like
the design. Oh,
yeah. I like it. It's very, it's a lovely.
Well, welcome to
house.
It. Please, if you had more time, I would say hang out and have lunch here. But
it's a very nice offer, but I've got to run.
You are mid pod. You're on your second of three podcasts you're doing today. Is that correct?
Yep.
What other podcasts would you possibly do?
Conan's.
Okay. Really?
Yeah. That's your big guy.
My big guy.
Yeah. That's your big.
What did you do? Which one did you do right before it?
Going deep with Chad and JT.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, with Chad and JT? Both of them were there?
Both were there. Or TJ. No, JT.
Interesting.
Yeah. Very nice guys. Lovely guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Well, welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. You haven't been on in, I believe the last time you were on, we were at the studio, so it must have been 3 years or so
ago.
Yeah,
it was pre-pan.
Pre-pan, yes. Got to get this out of the way. This is the question that all interviewers ask. Tell me about cancel culture. No. what do you think of Chappelle?
That should be your thing. That should be your go-to before you even introduce.
But what? How has the pan been for you? You're out there in New York, the epicenter of the beginning of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. How's your journey been? How's your experience been? You and I have not caught up in these 3 years.
It was,
there's
really
that construction I'm talking about. There it is. The minute you start talking.
I like it though. It's real. Soothing. It's gritty, down to earth.
Yeah.
You're a man of the people.
It reminds you of like having dirt on your hands.
Yeah.
And the sun on your back and like actually working for a living instead of whatever this is.
I mean, being in New York when it was happening was really scary, as you might imagine. And we were, I mean, I live off of a main east to west.
What's the address?
Avenue. I live at 116 Irving. No, I live, but I live
Irving
off,
Plaza. Yeah. 30 I live off, Rockefeller West.
Floors floor. 56 through 58. No, I live in in Brooklyn, and but I'm off of Atlantic Avenue, which is a main. All this is to say that we, you know, there were sirens constantly, and it was in the very beginning. I'm talking about nobody knew.
So when people would get COVID, suddenly people would turn on a siren.
Yeah, everybody. The mayor de Blasio gave everybody a siren, and it was color coded depending on your ethnicity. And then if you got COVID,
did they line up with like the hue of people's skin, or was it just color coded?
More about the creed.
Oh, okay. Got
and it. And so everybody was given this siren, and you would go to your stoop or your roof or whatever, and you
if you didn't have a stoop, go to your roof.
Yeah, or even just rig up some, you know, two tin cans and a string.
Sure.
And, yeah. You know, contact your neighbor. And then you would activate the siren. And
most
then,
people, though, would flick it on the way you were describing it. Like mm-hmm. a lot of people, some people would activate it and be like, okay, activating siren. But most people would just do a simple flick.
You know what it is? It's generational, Scott. So yeah. I think older people flick it and younger people are like, Alexa, turn on my siren. You know, so it's a generational thing. But anyway, yeah. you turn the siren on and that would alert everybody, hey, I have COVID. So any like hot dishes or leftover stuff, can bring it, put it on my stoop, please.
If I don't have a stoop, my roof.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Sure.
I mean, it's just a thing all New Yorkers.
Right, yes, know. Of course. No stoop roof is the rule in New York.
Yeah, you've seen that on t-shirts.
Yeah, of course.
And
how many hot dishes then would accumulate? Too many, or because
sometimes? So you'd give your excess stuff to the hot dish list.
The hot dish list, yeah.
And,
which there is a growing problem in New York City, is it not?
Yeah, there's so many people that don't have hot dishes.
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of cold lunch meat to go around.
Oh God, yeah, we have a boar's head every few feet.
I mean, people are just throwing lunch meat in the street usually because they can't be bothered to even find a trash can.
You're applying some attitude to it that I don't know. They're not necessarily like throwing it in the streets. They're placing it sometimes.
Oh, okay, yeah, gently laying it down upon the sidewalk. Okay.
It totally depends.
Yeah, understandable. So now that you're out of that and you have enough hot dishes to last a lifetime,
mm-hmm.
David's back. He's in California. Mm-hmm. He's recorded a special. He did it. I was reading what? When did you record this thing?
Well, in line with what we're talking about, I was going to go out on tour because everything was looking okay.
Did you have the dates set and everything like that?
Oh yeah, I had dates and venues and all that stuff. And then and this was like as Delta and Omicron were getting together some of their early work and. And then I had to cancel the tour, but I thought, you know, I've got all this material that by the time I get to go out on tour,
you're going to have 5 hours.
Yeah, and I'm
which
not
is not the shortest David Cross show I've ever seen.
It's true. I can certainly be self-indulgent, but you know, I can. I'm not going to do a lot of this material a year and a half from now,
right.
or whenever I would get out on the road. So I just sort of scrambled. Really quickly put it together, and I taped a couple sets at the Bell House in Brooklyn, if you've ever been there.
Mm-hmm.
You've been there,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
great place.
Great place, great room. And
nice guy who pulls the little rope that makes the curtain go up and down.
Yeah, adorable.
Yeah, that's what I mean. He's nice, but he's also very cute.
Yeah, well, he's 3'9", too.
Yeah,
so he's
but,
got that
but also physically, like, attractive. Like
In a cute, childish
in a,
way.
In a childish way, in the way that you would find a child, you know.
Coquettish, too.
Yeah, exactly. And shy, very shy, very, almost like he has too many secrets, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
How many? How many?
Three?
Three too many.
Yeah, three too many secrets. Yeah. So it's...
So in total, how many secrets is that?
That's 5.5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But a great venue.
And yeah, really great venue. And so, yeah, I it's, you know...
How many cameras on this thing?
That's a good question because...
Thank you. I've been working on my questions, David. Remember when you first got to know me, I could barely even ask a question.
Yeah, and you'd stutter and stammer. And
I was always just making declarative statements.
Yep. And then and nervous and clammy and unpleasant odor. And you're much... Look at
my pants were... There was a hole in the back that showed my butt.
Yep. A flap.
It wasn't even a flap. It was just a hole I cut with scissors, David. Did you not know that?
He did that intentionally. No. Yeah. That was some good work. I mean, that was a pretty tight circle. Anyway, yeah. So very quickly put it together, shot it in November, you know, and I would have been starting my
tour. That's the month that Wyclef was gone until.
Who?
Wyclef Jean?
Okay. I know of him. That's the Haiti.
That's the Haiti guy, the guy who ripped off the Haiti charity. We've been talking about him on every episode for the last.
Did you ever see the pictures of him in front of like, it's like a Lamborghini or Maserati? Do you see that? You know what I'm talking about? And he's like kind of in a Speedo and he's all oiled up.
What? No.
Yeah.
You had me a just picture in front of a Lamborghini. I was automatically
awesome.
Interested. But then swimsuit and oiled up? Wow.
He's like in a very revealing, you know. Thing and he's oiled up and it's in front of like
why would you have seen the pictures and why do you think that everyone has seen the pictures? Like, why do you ask, hey, have you seen those pictures? Like, they're common place pictures.
Because so many times, Scott, you've entered my dreams and you know this is something you've been working on.
You always you write to me in the morning.
Yep.
I received the letter 5 days later
so I thought, you know, you would have
to be honest, David, this is a terrible way for you to find out, but I throw those letters away in the trash.
Scottathan!
I cannot take it anymore. You're clogging up my mailbox, David. Letters!
Do you even get physical letters anymore?
I was thinking that, like, I was looking for an apartment the other day. By the way, things are not good here at home. And they were like, oh, this is where the mail is. And this is where you get the mail. See how convenient it is? And I was thinking, like, why the hell would anyone ever, like, open their mailbox any longer?
Yeah, it's all stuff that's, like, you know, flyers and...
Yeah,
and
flyers for people's bands.
All right. And...
Metallica.
Sure.
Smashing Pumpkins.
That's part of their success stories. They're still putting up flyers on telephone poles.
And they don't just do flyers on telephone poles. They hand deliver them through the USPS or Stamps.com. We're a Stamps.com family here, by the way. I hope you know that.
I didn't, and I'll be leaving.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, can you stick around for at least one more hour?
I can stick around for a couple hours, sure.
Okay.
And then I'll leave.
Okay, great. So why is this called I'm From the Future? When we get stand-up comedians on the show talking about their special, really all there is to talk about is, like, what are the jokes and what's the title mean? Mm-hmm. So can you give us both of those answers?
I'll do the set. Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming down to the Bell House tonight. It's good. What a great November 7th.
Talk about me. Talk about me.
Oh, Scott Aukerman's here.
I was there. Yeah, full disclosure, I was there. You did approximately 15 minutes of crowd work about me.
Yep,
which
with
was
you. Yeah.
Unkind.
Yeah,
honestly.
Oh, it was cutting. It was sharp and severe.
My self-esteem is at its low since then.
And then I pretended that was the show, and you left crying. And then I was like, told everybody, I just mouthed like, "You guys stick around. When Scott leaves, we'll start up the real show." So I'm from the future. It's actually it's a line that somebody when I was working the getting the set
phone
together.
Oh. You were miming. You were like doing this with your hands for the listener. You were sort of like
gesticulating.
Yeah. Well, it was almost like you were saying I was working, and it seemed like you were miming like levers and pulleys and.
Yeah, I can't help it. I work for George Soros, so that's I will sit on my hands. What
you were you the I'm from the future is something someone said.
Oh yeah, because I had another title in mind, and I did this with the last stand-up special too, where I would say, hey, what do you guys think of these titles? And they're always like either pretentious or too silly, punny, and then somebody in the audience said, "I'm from the future," because it's a line that I say within the, it's part of a bit.
Oh, okay. So that line stuck out to them, and
yeah, it was a great idea. And somebody, yeah, last time when I was doing "Oh Come On," I had some really lame ideas, and somebody from the audience said, "Oh Come On, you should call it Oh Come On."
What about "Oh Come On, Go to the Polls"?
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, okay. No, that was Hillary Clinton. That's right.
Yeah,
she said, "Oh Come On, Go to the Polls."
Yeah, but she got that wrong. She was supposed to be promoting my special, and right.
she added the P shit. At the beginning.
It's really
the whole "Go to the Polls" thing at the end.
Oh, really upsetting.
You should take that clip of her and just cut out the P and cut out the "Go to the Polls,"
yeah,
and then just like use that to advertise your previous special. Which, do you care about that one anymore?
Nah.
Yeah. How long do you care about your special after it comes out?
Well, what do you mean by care about it?
Like a family member. You know what I mean? Like you have at least one child, do you not?
Yes. I mean,
you'll care about that child probably for the rest of
the week or month. I'd imagine her birthday's coming up, so after that,
it's after like, that, it's yeah.
Yeah.
Birthday is a time to reevaluate. Like, what are we doing here?
Well, I told her that. She'll be five. I go, listen, you're going to be five, and it's time to, your first evaluation. There'll be one every 5 years, and we'll see.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100. Stop!
Good job.
Thank you. I believe that's a song from the Electric Company. I'm not quite sure.
Do you know your shapes?
What's the one that's like a big circle?
An oval?
That's right.
It's like a big circle. Yeah, it's not quite.
But it's skinnier?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm from the future.
I'm from the future. And this one is going to be available on my website.
Why is that? Were you like, I want to eliminate the middleman? Now I know that's discounting the fine people who put your website together. You have a web mistress, you were telling me. But
I tell everybody, I'm thrilled.
But is that because you just wanted to control it, or is it because not a lot of people?
I have an answer if you want.
No, I think I'll just continue pontificating.
I have to sit there with like nine different. Is that because?
Is it this? Is it this? Is it this? You can pick one when I'm done. No, go ahead.
Kind of yes to above to all everything you're saying, but it's really specifically when I went to shop this around, I think because it was late in the year, people, the general response was like, we don't really have any room until, you know, summer of 2022. Or
people get their, like networks get their budgets come the beginning of the year. And so like, if you ever try to sell anything in November or December, they're always like, we don't have any money anymore.
Well, it's also where it would, we couldn't put it on the calendar until, you know, a year from now. And that's all the other reasons apply, but that's the main reason like that. So I put it on my website, and I know a bunch of people do that now, and it's officialdavidcross.com, and you can get it whenever you want, and it won't go away, and you can access it. You
know? I mean, it won't go away as long as the infrastructure, you know, with our internet and power.
Y2K, yeah.
Yeah, Y2K. You know, as long as there's still a power grid in place,
yes.
You know, like all that kind of stuff. Like, you'll need a working computer, which will decode this.
Get it, download it immediately, February 12th. First thing you should do, assign it to, I don't know if you can make your computer automatically do things, do it. Then if the power grid goes out, you'll have it.
You'll have it.
You'll
yes.
have it. Put it on a flash drive.
You should probably transcribe everything into a like an actual written book.
And a balloon. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Oh, and onto a balloon, yes.
No, let's, into a balloon.
Oh, into a balloon. Yes. Yes. Into like pages that you put into a balloon, blow it up.
Yep.
Send it off.
Send it off.
Boy, they're getting really loud next door now, aren't they?
These, I don't know how it's coming through here, but I can hear it in my headphones, so yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. Not terrible for the listener, but for us, we're hearing it. So how much U.S. does this cost for entree into this incredible glimpse inside the mind of David Cross?
It's $10 just to get the
American.
Special. American, yep. And then Euro, it's, I want to say €7.
Have you been tracking the exchange rate of between the Canadian dollar, the euro?
Yeah,
the...
I got it right here.
Oh, great. Oh, that's a tattoo. Jeez. Yeah, wow. Amazing.
It's a shifting tattoo. It's a special thing.
They have shifting tattoos now?
Yeah.
If you're a celebrity? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, a Kat Von D is the...
It's wow. Right, yeah. Okay.
And you have to get a white Aryan resistance
thing that makes
too
sense.
As well. Whatever. It's a small price to pay. But there's for the premiere, there's going to be like a, we're calling it the Future Duper package. And
oh my God.
Yeah. It's really
amazing. Will you be keeping that for future specials as well? Like, this is the Future Duper package?
It might get confusing.
It's such a good title.
Who knows what the next special will be called?
Regardless of what it is, I think the Future Duper package, that's great branding.
Well, thank you.
What's included in this? Was I reading a talk back or something like that? What was
there,
it?
Yeah, there's going to be a live Q&A immediately that you can be a part of. There's a autographed.
You're asking, who are you asking questions of?
Anybody who's out there. That's actually, I cut it from the special I did. I tend to do, as you, do long shows. And so the shows
in my opinion, by the way, is like, I'm paying for it. The more the merrier.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's fun. I mean, and I always tell people, I mean, I truly, you know, when I'm kind of done with the set, I'm like, hey, you guys can go anytime. It's not going to offend me. I'm not going to treat it, you know, like, hey, what the fuck are you going to?
Yeah, I'm not
going
to make fun of you if you
get
up.
And I don't, you know, it's like, and then I continue and I do Q&A and stuff, but that's a thing that I was doing was like, I'd like to do some Q&A and set it up. And then I go, if it's cool, I'll start. And I just ask somebody
questions.
Yeah. Well, I say like, so how, when did you start getting into comedy in this stand up?
Have you ever been the first comedian anyone has ever seen? That must happen.
Yeah, probably.
I think Kenny was one of the first ones I ever saw live in person.
I think the first live, the first comic I ever saw was Steve Martin.
Oh, whoa, where?
Yeah, at the Fox Theater in Atlanta.
Wow.
And me and my friend went, and this was so long ago, I only had a disposable Kodak Instamatic. You remember those little kind of like cardboard, and you spin the little wheel and get to the next picture? And the pictures are worthless.
It's so far away.
It's a tiny dot, and it's blurry, and...
But do you still look at them and you smile because it's like, I remember that.
Oh, yeah. It was really cool. And it was the first kind of big thing I did where there wasn't a parent. Like, they were waiting for us. They took us downtown in Atlanta, and I was living in Roswell at the time. And me and my friend drove us down, and whoever it was, like, hung out and got something to drink at a bar across the street or something and picked us up and took us out. It was really cool.
How old were you?
I think I was 15.
15. So this must have been in the when he was still doing stand-up in the early 80s.
This would have been... No, I'm older than that. This would have been...
The 50s?
Yeah, it was Chubby Checker. Let me think of the bill. Chubby Checker, Senior Wences. Sherry Lewis and Lamb Chop.
Oh, wow. So all of the Hollywood Squares were there.
Yeah. No, this would have been 79.
Wow. Yeah. Incredible for that to be one of your first shows. I mean, not first concert, though. Or was it?
Gosh, I mean, it might have been like my first kind of... I saw some plays and musical theater when I was younger. I'd go to Broadway and...
The Great White Way.
The Great White Way.
Sure. Thank you.
And
would you pick up a copy of The Old Gray Lady while you were there?
I'd go to Pink's and then get it. Oh God, we can not go down this. The first band I ever saw, the first like concert was the Kinks.
Oh wow.
And I think I want to say I was 16.
So that would have been in 80, maybe.
Yeah.
So this is pre-Come Dancing, 10 years after Lola.
It would have been whatever that tour was. And Ray and Dave got in an argument, which was great.
about what? Do you recall?
I don't know.
But that must have been thrilling to watch it in real time.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a huge, like, you know, fisticuffs blow up. Right. But it was a definite, like, oh, what's happening? The show, it, like, was a big speed bump and, you know. But it's not like they each went up to their mics to say they're cutting things. So they're just having an argument. But, and that, you know what's great about that was my friend, oh, gosh, maybe I was younger. Maybe Steve Martin was when I was 14.
And 78.
Kinks were 15. It was the King Tut tour, so we could
okay, that
and figure it out. So the Kinks, a friend of ours is like, it's the greatest scam in the world. You go and you usher, and they're always looking for ushers. And we were fucking 15, maybe 16, but just barely. And all you just had to provide your own, I think, white shirt, and they give you a black vest, and you had to wear black pants. And we went, and John Cougar Mellencamp, who was only John,
he was Cougar, John Cougar at the time.
At the time, yeah. Opened up, and he had that one. He had that early hit, the "Hurt So Good," I think. Whatever his hit, he had one hit, and he opened up. And so as soon as you went in, you took your stations, and there was like a comically cartoonish kind of caricature of a guy who kind of looked a little like Tobias with like a bigger mustache, who was very stern and like, you know, y'all listen to me, and y'all need to do this, and there's no back to, I don't want any sass, and this is what, you know, he just sort of gave us what we were to do. As soon, I mean, instantly, as soon as the music started, we all just took, and we were told
took
this,
off the
like,
vest.
Yeah, it was like my friend learned it from some other people, took off the vest, put a different shirt on. We brought shirts with us, t-shirts, and just fucking ditched them and then went into the crowd. It was the easiest, greatest scam
So
in
you didn't
history.
Get paid, but you didn't have to pay to get into the show.
Right.
So it's
and we got
of,
into the show. I mean, we're
incredible. That's incredible. Would you only go see things that started with K-I-N? The Kinks, King Tut Tour?
But only with a sibling, only with family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, incredible.
It's kin.
Oh, I understand. Yes, I get it now.
Scott.
People say that I don't get things. They come on this show and they go like, this guy doesn't get it. What is he even doing here? But I just proved that I got something that you said.
Yeah, once I told you, yes.
Once you explained it in total.
Yeah.
I totally got it after that. Well, speaking of getting things, you're going to want to get David's new special. It's called I'm From the Future. You can get it at officialdavidcross.com starting this Friday. An exciting time to be a David Cross fan, I'll tell you that much. A lot of activity over there on officialdavidcross.com. Like updates, trailers.
Spoofs.
A lot of spoofs. You're known for your spoofs on that website.
Yeah.
So many spoofs of other websites, too. Like you're spoofing, what was that one website? Like overstock.com. You had a great spoof of that.
Oh, that was a good one. College Humor.
Yeah.
College Humor.
Yes. Yep. Spoofs of comedies. Like they say it can't good be stuff. Done, but you were doing it. Head over there to officialdavidcross.com this Friday. We're going to take a break, if that's okay, David. You can stick around, though. We have the Playboy is coming up.
Conan's more important, so should I get over there?
Yeah, you should probably go right now. And we also have The Missing Boy. We're going to be right back. We'll have more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something, you do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here, a next generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag and drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog?
Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. David Cross is here. I'm from the future. Hits the entire internet this Friday at officialdavidcross.com. I mean, you'll have to go to officialdavidcross.com to get it, but it's on the entire internet. Safe to say, right? I mean...
Yeah, it's like when Apple had that iPhone and put the YouTube song.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah, if you have a computer, if you purchase a computer, an Apple, an Android, any kind of device like that, a watch, a Switchle, a Amber Paladin, whatever you may have, mm-hmm. the special will automatically.
You're not doing a full U2, right, where it's like sent to it. It's just like available to people,
it's a virus that will take over
is a computer virus. Okay,
yeah, it's a computer virus.
So if you don't want the computer virus, don't open the attachment when you get the email, essentially.
Yes, but you're going to want the computer virus.
Yeah, you're going to want it.
Yeah, because then you're on my side. I will have a record of who is...
you're making lists, in other words.
Yeah, and you don't want to be
You don't
want to
be on
list.
The enemy's list, yeah.
You do not want to be on... Trust me on this.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, that's this Friday. I'm from the future. We need to get to our next guest. He's been on the show once before. Now, you've beaten him by approximately 3 appearances, I think, David. But
okay.
He's been on this show one time before. This will make his second. He is known as the Cincinnati Playboy. And to be honest, I don't remember anything I talked to him about. But welcome back to the show, Antonio Lambornitis. Is that what it is?
Lambornitis.
Lambornitis.
So good to be here, disrespected right off the bat.
I don't mean to disrespect you. It's just my interview style. I'm told I can't help it.
I listened to our first appearance before I came here. And
oh, you did?
It was all disrespect.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to do that. You're the Cincinnati Playboy, so you are due some respect here.
A bit of respect. The same respect that you give any trust fund heiress to the Skyline Chili fortune.
Oh, that's right. You're a Chili heir.
I'm the heir to the Skyline Chili fortune.
That's right.
Yeah, and you remember what Skyline Chili is?
You had to explain it to me the last time you were on. What is it exactly?
Am I allowed to engage?
Yes, please. Yeah, oh, okay. Please engage. Oh, but anytime you want to, you have to say engage.
Okay. I like that. I like that idea.
Please engage.
Well, I don't know if it's up to you to tell me.
I gave you permission. Yeah. So you have my consent, so it doesn't matter if you have his consent.
I've just got okay. The confidence of a trust fund kid, but please engage.
Okay. Yes. So is Skyline Chili, is that the one that has, they make the terrible mistake of putting cinnamon on it?
You can put technically any spice that you want on it.
Marjoram?
You could put marjoram.
Thyme,
allspice.
Rosemary?
Yes.
Chinese five spice?
Yes.
Pumpkin?
Yes.
Weed?
Yeah. Yes.
Wait, this is all available at are there locations or it's a product that you buy in a store?
There's between 150 and 250 locations currently.
Huh, sounds about like 200.
all in Ohio.
No. All in Ohio.
Yeah. Do you want to bet on how many locations there are? Over, under.
You're the person in charge of it. Why would I bet you? You have like all the information. I have none of the information.
Let's make it interesting.
Okay, great. Let's make it interesting.
Over, under. What do you say?
I'll go over what?
200.
Over or under? I said 200.
No. David?
I'm going to go exactly. I'm not going to do an over under.
So you're banking on a push?
Yep.
Is this your first time gambling?
It might be.
201.
No, 199.
Oh, dang.
So under. I take the money.
Oh, okay. God, how much did we bet? I don't.
We'll
work on terms later.
We'll settle up later.
Can I Venmo you or something?
Yeah, do you have an app or anything like
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. I'm on Venmo.
What about PayPal? Do you have PayPal?
Yes, I have PayPal.
Okay, yeah. David, do you want to start a PayPal account, you and me?
Yeah.
We'll call it like David and Scott.
I love it.
Money going and leaving.
Money time.
Money time. David and Scott money time.
Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, so if you get something from David and Scott money time, that'll be for both of us.
Yes, I'll accept that payment.
Okay, great.
But to David's point, you could put any spice on Skyline Chili. It is, once again, wet noodles, never al dente, wet chili, and store-bought shredded cheese tossed on top with whatever accoutrement you want to toss on top of that.
And this, it's a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a restaurant.
Okay.
Why is it called Skyline?
Because when you're in Cincinnati, you can't help but be taken in by the beauty of the skyline.
I guess. I mean, that's like any city, isn't it? I mean, like, basically, it's a bunch of buildings, and then depending on where the sun is, like, you can either see the sun or the sun's behind the buildings.
I have been to Cincinnati, and I don't recall ever being taken in by the skyline.
You must have been looking at your feet, my friend.
No.
Were you looking at your feet, David?
No. I mean, at some point, probably, but no, I mean.
Huh. How many toes are you holding up right now?
11.
He's looking at his feet. I knew it.
He's looking at his feet. It's hard not to be taken in by the beauty of Cincinnati, but it seems like you were impervious to it.
I guess that's one of my secret strengths.
What is so beautiful about Cincinnati? I don't know that I've ever been there. It's in Ohio. Ohio's a state I've never been to.
You've never been to Ohio?
I've never been to Ohio. What is it about Cincinnati that's so wonderful?
The beautiful river that runs through it, separates it from Kentucky.
Okay, so it's a natural borderline.
Absolutely. If there were more than eight wonders of the world, or seven, or however many there are seven.
There are seven. But if there were more than eight, what would be the eighth if Cincinnati the river were nine?
I mean, the eighth would probably be the indomitable spirit of humanity. But then ninth would be Cincinnati's skyline.
Really?
Yeah, and the river that runs through it.
So are they sharing nine?
No. No, humanity's resilience is eight.
No, I mean the skyline and the river.
Yes. Because
those are two separate things as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, fine. Then it's 9 and 10.
9 and 10. Which gets 9, which gets 10?
9 is the skyline, 10 is the geographical beauty.
Mm. What's your favorite thing about Cincinnati?
Probably the aquarium. Top-notch, world-class aquarium.
The aquarium. So it's a public aquarium or one in some guy's house or?
Yeah, a public aquarium. You can take your kids there. It's great for family outings, dates. It's beautiful.
But honestly, you stopped there. You listed two things.
Family,
and just stopped.
Dates, the end. What about yourself? Could you just go by yourself?
I wouldn't recommend it.
Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, you're going to get singled out if you're a single.
Oh, so if you're walking along single in the aquarium, people are going to point at you and make fun of you?
Oh, only for families and dates.
Cincinnati's a beautiful place, but it is very cruel to single people. You want to move there in a relationship or with a family. And if you get divorced, you need to leave town.
Is it the kind of thing where you find yourself single in Cincinnati and you're like, what am I doing here?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I can understand. But you're single, I thought.
Oh, yeah, I'm single.
Wait, but so how are you navigating that? I mean, is it because you're so rich that you can be single, or what exactly is it?
I mean, look at me, Scott, the way I'm dressed, the way that I look.
Yeah, describe what you're wearing, because this is, it's odd, to say the least.
I'm wearing silk shorts, I'm wearing a crushed velvet top, and I'm wearing a little Shriner's Fez hat.
Yeah, just the combo, I mean, any one of those things, I would say, like, what is this guy doing? But the combination of three of them
is a little
off-putting.
Plus my camouflage-colored Crocs.
Sure. Yeah, of course. I forgot about those.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, where are your feet? And now, because
they're blending into the...
That makes sense.
Yeah, what kind of camouflage is that? Because it looks like pavement camouflage.
It is. It's pavement camouflage. It's kind of like one of the off-brand Street Fighter II pants that they put Guile in.
Oh, okay. Got it.
You know, when they were trying to rebrand to get market share.
I mean, Pavement and Camouflage, two great bands, but put them together.
Mm.
Wow, you've got a lot of people that grew up in the 90s that can't admit that they hate their favorite bands from the 90s.
So there's no other way to put this. Why are you here?
I'm here because I got bored and I decided to come back.
Oh, really? So you have nothing to promote, David over here.
I got a jet airplane to come here.
Yeah. I love him, but does he come by the house just to hang out? Not really.
I wouldn't do it while you're doing a podcast. That'd be rude.
No, yeah, you would, you know, but he lives 3,000 miles away. Meanwhile, Ohio is, I don't know where, it's in the middle of the country somewhere. It's like approximately 1,500 miles away.
Just under Canada.
Ooh, 1,500 miles? Let's do an over-under on this.
Okay.
Are you a betting man?
I am a betting man, yeah. Okay.
Let's set the line at 1,600, over-under.
I'm going to go exact again.
Wow.
I think I know this one, Scott.
Oh, you do?
I do, yeah.
Okay, what do you, how much?
It's over.
It's over?
I'm gonna look it up here.
Oh, no, you're going to look it up?
Yep. Here we go. Looking it up from here to Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Okay. We are looking at, a drum roll, please, as Ed McMahon once said. We are looking at, I have it on walking. It is. I don't know how to use this map.
No.
Do you need me to look it up? I've had a phone for more than a day.
Where does it even say?
Just ask how many miles from Los Angeles to Cincinnati.
It's one day and 9 hours away. Does that help?
Nope. Hey, phone, how much?
I don't believe I have Siri activated because we talk about it too much on a podcast and we don't want it constantly.
But it's
going
like
off.
But if you have Google, you can.
It's 1,893 miles
away. Wow! Damn! I thought I was going to get it.
So I take Scott's money, but I also bet the over. So I also take David's money.
Wait, how does that work?
No, that doesn't. I took the over.
Never bet against the house.
It's good advice, David.
I also took the over though. The house took the over.
But you didn't.
So the only the
that.
Under was available?
I have the money. I make the rules.
Oh, okay.
Part of the reason that I came here, I was doing so much coke in my bathroom at home, but I just decided I've got to change things up.
Wait, so it's your home, you're single, yet you go into the bathroom to do coke? Why don't you just do it wherever you're standing, wherever you happen to be?
Oh, no. That would be so depressing.
You're standing.
During the pandemic.
Standing in their house, like, where do I do my cocaine?
You know, the pandemic, you know, necessity breeds innovation, you know, and in the pandemic, I would get so depressed doing coke just in the kitchen or on the floor or at my bedside table. So I would try to pretend that I was back in a bar. Downtown Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah.
Pre-pan.
Yeah.
Right.
Pre-pan.
If you're getting bored at your house, like just quarantining, pretend it's a bar but it's really slow, which is when you want to go into a bar in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who wants to go into a crowded, crowded bar where you have to, like, get the bartender's attention? Just pretend your house is a bar.
Yeah, and it's just opened up, and nobody's there yet. Yeah.
And you know about this cool place that no one knows about yet.
And the bathroom's the perfect place to do coke.
Yeah.
Yep. I take my little child-sized spoon, and I do a big dollop of blow.
So is a child-sized spoon meaning the size of an actual child or one that a child would use?
The one that a child would use.
That's big for a Coke spoon, is it not?
Really big for a Coke spoon. Yeah.
Not that I know anything about, you know, the ingestion of cocaine.
I used to do Coke out of regular-sized spoons.
Oh, whoa. Okay, so you're cutting back.
So I've cut back big time, yeah.
Okay, great. So what is going on in, I mean, the Cincinnati Playboy world? I mean, there's got to be, like, dating. There's got to be, you know.
The dating scene in Cincinnati is trash because everyone's hooked up already.
Oh, yeah. What about palace intrigue?
Palace intrigue?
Sure.
Sure, absolutely.
I mean, the Skyline Chili Emporium, there's got to be a lot of, you know, backstabbing going on with, you know, the boardroom. Have you ever seen Succession?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Succession's like a poor man's Righteous Gemstones, right?
Well, some would say that. Yeah.
They get a lot of comparisons. They're only skin deep, but you got to pick one or the other.
Yeah. Some might reverse that, but
no,
yeah.
I've never heard it that way. No. But yeah, there's palace intrigue. I've set up cameras because I'm very paranoid about my security.
Really?
Yeah. So a lot of times, you know, I've got a little microphone set up to my front door buzzer.
Mm.
So if any...
Are we talking a Ring Cam? Is that what we're...
Yeah, Ring Cam.
Oh, okay. You're bragging about it like this is something you've hooked up. You bought a Ring Cam.
Yeah, but it's pretty expensive. Like if you have a Ring Cam, you're either a paranoid psychopath or you're rolling in dough.
And you're just like, yeah, Ring Cam there, whatever.
Yeah, so there's Ring Cams everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you know the price of a Ring Cam and you know that it's expensive. It seems like something that a multi-millionaire millionaire would just.
Are
go.
You a multi-millionaire? I don't know that we've ever established that.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I'm a multi-millionaire. I always
$2 million.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, should we do an over under?
Let's do an over under.
Let's do an over under.
Okay, what's the line?
Did you want to set it at $2 million?
I'll set it at $2 million.
Foolish. Okay, and you take?
I'm going exact.
Exact again.
Yep, not a dollar over nor under.
I respect you. Never change a bad strategy. David?
I would like to bet $1,000 on the over.
All right. It's definitely over, so I take Scott's money, but I also bet over, so I take David's money as well.
That just doesn't seem right in any way. And you said earlier that you're the house, but we're at Scott's house.
Yeah, that's true. Shouldn't I be the house? Although I'm not providing the money.
You are the house.
That's true. Well, I'm not a house.
No, no.
Do you think
I'm
a house?
I just meant you've gained some weight, clearly, and, you know, maybe...
When I sit around the house, I sit around the house.
Oh, my God. That is big.
That's big.
That's about as fat as you can get.
I've never understood that joke, by the way.
It's not. It's all about delivery and cadence.
Yeah, I guess so.
People are just going, whoa, shit.
But you wear it well, Scott.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You sit around the house, you're a brick house, and you're a brick shit house, too.
That's right. What? Yeah, my ass is it's too big at this point, don't you think?
Yeah, how big is it?
Well, when I sit around the house, I sit around the house.
Oh, shit. That is big. Yeah. I mean, that's really fat.
That's very fat.
And, I mean, in order to sit around a house, first of all, I mean, the average size house is pretty...
Sure, even a studio.
Oh, my gosh,
one bedroom,
even a studio.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking at least 500 square feet.
But, I mean, a shed.
Yeah, sure.
A shed.
Sure.
Which is some people's houses.
A car.
Some people live in their cars. That's a house. But to sit around.
Entirely around even a car, even
Holy
a smart
moly.
Car. Like a little tiny smart car
or
a golf
it.
Cart.
Yeah.
That would be big.
A Mini Coupe.
Still big. So you have a camera, you were saying?
Yeah, I've got a lot of Ring cameras all over the place. So when delivery people stop by with all my goods and packages, I can say, hello, how are you? Do you know of any singles in the area?
And how many times does a delivery person, like an Amazon delivery person, how many times do they know of a single in the area?
Out of 10 times?
Okay.
10 times.
10 times?
We should have done the over-under.
Yeah, God, that's yeah. That
was an opportunity.
Can't do it every time. Got to build up anticipation.
How many times can we do it? Should we do the over-under on that?
Yeah, let's see how many times.
Okay, because we've already done it 3 times.
Okay, well, we've done it 3 out of 4 times.
3 out of 4, yeah. So what do we want to set the line at?
Well, it can be anything approaching 100%, but not going over 100%.
Oh, I see. So do you want to set the line at 95% or?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go exactly 95.
Oh, my God. David?
I'm going to put 500 on over and 500 on under.
Ah.
All right, let's see how this works out.
I'm really tired of getting...
Yeah, you've been getting shafted on these pass bets. Let's see how this works out for David.
There's actually not enough data yet to settle this bet, so I take both your money.
What? Damn it.
I'm so sorry, guys. Maybe at the end I'll be able to dish this out.
I get it. I understand. Damn.
That's the price you pay. It's that's why they call it gambling.
That's true. Yep. Yeah.
They don't call it hambling. They call it gambling for a reason.
I gotta say, what was your name again?
Antonio
Lambertinus. I've never had a guest come on with less to talk about. You're like, we've just like segued into you describing the features of a Ring camera.
Have you ever listened to previous episodes of your own show?
No, I have not.
I guarantee you there's been less to talk about.
Something has to be going on in Cincinnati.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there are many renovations to the Skyline Chili Empire right now.
What do you mean by that? Renovations to the empire?
Well, not only do we have an entire array of new spices that you can drop on top of our three disgusting ingredients, but the naughty, natty, nasty's finest fast food chain has also allowed everyone to do coke in the bathrooms.
Whoa, this is huge.
Yep.
So they're allowing it
now.
That's
smart. Yeah.
And we start at 9 a.m. because what better way to start the day with a hot breakfast of piping hot noodles, chili, and shredded cheese.
So it's wet noodles.
Wet noodles, never al dente.
Chili. And shredded cheese.
Shredded cheese.
And the chili's not very good either, is it?
Oh, no.
Yeah. the signature titular item.
No. Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean, some people come in for the pasta. Some people come in for the shredded cheese. Most people come in for the chili. But because the pandemic drove everyone inside, and we, you know, developed a lot of drive-thrus for it, you know.
Which is ironic because if the pandemic drove everyone inside, you think business would be booming inside. But no, instead, people are driving around. They're driving around the house.
That's fat.
That's very fat.
How fat is that lady over there? She's so fat that when she sits around her house, she drives around her house.
She's in a drive-thru.
Yeah.
Around her house, yeah. Drive-up window. What were you saying? Now, heavy sigh into the mic. Why?
I mean, you were just roasting me for having nothing to talk about. That was maybe, of all the times I've listened to this, that might be my most hated tangent you've ever gone on.
No, look, we're grasping at straws here. We're talking about Ring cams. We're talking about new spices on chili. I mean,
people love straws, Scott. And if they're grasping at them, it's because they desperately want to have them in their grubby little Hans.
That is a good point. I mean, when we switched to paper straws out here, people were like, I got to get those plastic ones back.
I became a bit eco-conscious over the pandemic, so...
You don't say.
I have a lot of bamboo straws in my own home.
Really? How many?
Four or five.
We should have done the over-under.
Yeah, should have done the over-under. Four or five. I'm going to take four and a half.
Four and a half?
You cut one in half.
Okay, so the line is at four and a half, and you're taking four and a half?
I'm taking four and a half.
David?
Oh, those last two strategies didn't work.
Yeah, you got to come up with something new because we are our PayPal account.
Yeah.
We are overdrawn at this point.
Okay. I'm going to bet $500 on the over of the next thing. Of whatever the next thing is.
Okay, this is a good strategy. Yeah, I think we're gonna be rolling it.
Okay, so you're technically not gambling at all on this over-under.
Right.
So I take Scott's money, and I don't take David's money yet.
Okay.
The odds are not looking good for his next bet.
Oh, really?
Do we want to do an over-under on how
bad the odds are?
Whether he'll win or lose his money.
Oh, okay,
next time?
I'm going to say, what's the over-under? What's the line?
The line is he loses no money. The over is he loses money. The under is he does not lose money. Does this make sense?
I think it definitely
does.
I'll
bet $5,000 on the under and a quarter of a million on the over.
I'm going to bet my house on whatever the line is. I'm just going to go straight down the line.
So that he'll neither lose nor make money?
Yeah.
Okay, that's impossible. So I take your house. So I now own Scott's house, which he sits around of because he's so fat.
Right.
And David, time will tell. So I have not taken your money yet.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And time is a spice that you can put
on the Skyline chili. Whoa, it's all connected.
Yeah, it's come back around.
It's come back
around.
It'd
be a great way to end the segment.
It would if we were taking a break right now, which I guess we could. Well, how do you feel about that?
Absolutely not. After getting roasted for bringing nothing to the table, I'm going to tell you about one other exciting thing.
Okay, tell me about something going on.
Well, so the pandemic drove a lot of people inside, so they were desperately craving, and our drive-through lines were, you know, around the block.
Sure.
So people were desperately
craving. You want them around the restaurant, not around the block.
Yes, absolutely.
What about yes and? Whatever happened to that? Remember when people used to say that?
Yes and has given way to sigh and change the subject. Or sigh and back to the thing I was talking about. But we started a line of canned Skyline chili.
Whoa, this is huge news, David.
Huh? Oh, sorry. I was napping.
Now, a lot of products like this come dry, right? And you simply add water and reheat. But Skyline chili? No.
What?
To noodles.
To noodles. Oh, sorry. I thought you were starting a chili line. What?
No, it's
You're saying the whole thing.
The entire thing. Oh, okay.
But because our main thing is got to keep it wet, stay wet, Skyline chili. So our thing is that you get it. It's already wet in the can, and then you add water to get it even wetter.
Whoa. So you fill up a can at about 3/4 full?
Yep. No, it comes 3/4 full, and then you fill it up until it's overflowing.
Whoa. Okay. Incredible.
Then you dump that in a bowl and you eat it up.
Do you heat it up or just eat it up?
Eat it up. Don't heat it up.
That's the Skyline chili promise.
Yeah.
Eat it up. Don't heat it up.
Well, you want it to resemble the experience that you have in a restaurant.
Sure.
It's never too hot.
Right.
That way it looks the same coming out as it does going in.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
David, you ever eaten at a Skyline chili? You seem to know the place.
I don't believe I have. I think
it's like those Yoshinoya bowls out here. Like, I've never gone inside one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think I went inside and the service was so awful and they were mean and mean-spirited and took the food that I was at right as I was about to take a bite, took it away from me, took the spoon out of my hand. Smacked me around the head.
What?
Hit my ear. Yeah.
Hit your ear? Is that why you have that cauliflower ear?
It hit me right in the ear.
Oh my God.
Sounds like they were following corporate policy.
you set that policy?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I found out. And I said, you know, I'm never going to go set foot in another Skyline chili unless I'm hungry. You know?
Oh yeah, no, that's good. That's a good plan.
That's it for me.
If you get
hungry,
I mean, like, yeah, why not?
You got to eat.
Well, like three times a day, usually. Yeah.
Honestly, we were probably surprised that you even came in the restaurant because most of it is a drive-through business. And
This is pre-pan.
And the people that you saw inside, it was like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone. It's just a lot of like...
I don't know what you mean by that. Well, he's slapping his cheeks or...
No. When he tricks the wet bandits...
You got so frustrated with me when I said that. You went... And that was real, too.
At least to me, it seemed like I was explaining what the Home Alone reference was about to be about.
Okay, well, go for it.
So, you know when he tricks the wet bandits into them thinking that there are people at his house by setting up these mannequins and cardboard cutouts?
The pizza delivery thing.
Yeah, and then he has them all on a string and it makes it seem like there's a big party going on.
Sure, I've seen this movie.
Yes, okay. Well, it seems like the only thing you remember is him slapping his cheeks.
Well, when someone says, like Home Alone, they're either describing someone who is literally home alone or they're describing someone who's slapping their cheeks. They're not describing someone who's participating in some sort of con on the wet bandits. Okay, that would be the furthest thing from my mind when I hear that reference.
So when you think of Home Alone, you only think of one thing. You don't think of the man that they think is killing someone and turning them into salt to salt the streets after a big snow.
I don't only think of the one thing, but when someone is making a reference to it, i.e., boy, that was like Home Alone, they're either referencing something they really enjoyed because they're referencing the experience of seeing the movie, or they're referencing the two fucking things in the movie that people remember.
Back to the thing I was talking about. Anyway, it sounds like David had an absolutely typical experience at Skyline Chili pre-pandemic. I invite him to go back in his car.
Ooh, a special invite.
Driving through, if you're hungry. I don't advise anyone to go to Skyline Chili if they're not hungry. It'd be a terrible experience.
Yeah. That's, how many times out of 10 do people go in when they're not hungry?
Yeah, over, under.
Yeah, let's do the over, under.
Okay, out of 10?
Out of 10, yeah.
Okay, out of 10. Let's set the line at... How many times they go in if they're not hungry?
Yeah.
I would set the line at zero.
Whoa, this is...
I'll put $5,000 on the under.
Yeah, I'm going with the under too. Yeah.
No, it's actually exactly zero. I take
what? Damn
Scott,
it.
The one time.
Damn it. I switched up my strategy. Oh, God. Well, I'm glad we got to that before the break. I'm assuming that that was the extent of it.
Absolutely. I started slow so that we could peak right there.
Okay, great. Hey. Well, we need to take a break. When we come back, you've seen the posters. We've been waiting to talk to him. That's right. The missing boy is coming up right after the break. David, are you excited about this? You ever talked to a missing boy before?
I haven't. I'm very excited. It sounds very hopeful and optimistic and maybe, you know, a bit of good news. Finally.
That's right. We need a little good news on this show before the obits after the earwolf tag.
Oh, we need a little bit of good news. A little bit. You guys know that?
I don't know. What is that?
Oh, it's just
song?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I know music.
In, yeah.
I mean, I don't know that particular song, but I know songs.
Yeah, it's like, it's just French horn, guitar. Yeah.
Great.
Oh, we need a little bit of good news. No, 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 no. It's from the show, Good News.
What's this now?
The NBC show?
The CNBC show, yeah. A little bit of good news. It's in between Money Report and... business drop.
We got to get our PayPal on that.
Yeah.
Do you think they'll report about this now that we've announced
it? I hope so. I mean, fingers crossed.
God, that would be great to have them like break into another show.
Hey, fingers crossed would be a great name for your next special.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Was it Tristram?
Yes.
Tilly?
Antonio.
Tom? Antonio.
Lambranitas?
Yeah. Please call me Tristram.
All right. Look, when we come back, we're going to be talking about this and talking to this missing boy. We're going to be talking about him and then talking to him. This is very exciting. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed at home in your Keurig coffee maker with Dunkin' cold K-Cup pods. Just brew it hot over ice and enjoy flavor that's crafted to serve cold. The home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back with David Cross. I'm from the future. I'm not announcing I'm from the future. No, that's the name of his special that is going to be at officialdavidcross.com this Friday. We also have Antonio
Lambranitas.
Can I say it like you? Lambranitas.
That's the proper Greek pronunciation.
Are you Greek?
Yeah.
Really?
Who else would have come up with the recipe for Skyline chili but the Greek?
It's not traditionally Greek food. When I think of Greek food, I think of feta and, you know...
chili, pasta.
Wet pasta.
Yeah.
Never al dente, though.
Never al dente. Either too hard or too soft, disintegrating in the bowl.
What's the over-under on that?
Never al dente. The over-under would be al dente.
Al dente is the over-under? Okay.
That's the line. Yeah.
Okay, that's the line.
What would
you
take?
I'll take al dente.
Oh, Scott.
David's afraid. He didn't even want to get close to the mic. He was so afraid of this.
On the under.
Oh, so on the soft? No, it's usually hard. Sorry.
Man, we are having no luck here. Boy, our PayPal account, which I don't even remember the title of anymore. I know it's Scott and David.
Scott David's Money Time.
Money Time. That's right. Okay. We're going to owe you a lot of money and a house. Oh, boy. Where am I going to sleep tonight? Oh, yeah, that's right, that apartment I was looking at. All right, we need to get to our next guest. You've seen the posters. Please welcome the missing boy, Dickie Donnelly.
Hi, Mr. Scott. Thanks for having me on your radio show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's a podcast. Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't expect
WKNB,
kids to know.
WKNB Radio Waves. I'm surfing them.
Hey, it's great to see you, Dickie.
Oh, hope I can find my parents. Dickie Donnelly, you've seen the posters.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. I'm sorry. I thought you were a missing boy that's been found.
No, I'm still missing, Mr. Scott.
You're still missing?
Yeah. I've been missing since 2015.
Oh,
Yeah, and I was just a little peanut. I don't really remember my parents' faces either because I was too short to see them.
Oh, God, yeah. I've never really thought about that. I mean, David, you have a 5-year-old kid.
Mm-hmm.
Has your kid ever seen your face or?
No.
Just your knees?
Just knees and occasionally I've gotten a step stool for her.
To see your belt buckle?
We have a series of mirrors that we put together.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, wish great. My parents would have done the same for me, Mr. David, but I never saw any sort of defining feature, so I never found them. I've been living and hanging out in the trees and waiting because it's hard to trust adults after you've been snatched by one.
Oh, is that what happened? Now, I've seen the posters, but I don't know your entire story.
You saw the posters. Dickie Donnelly, 3'2", 90 pounds, big knees, little heart, big belly, open eyes. Dickie Donnelly.
So normally the parents put up the posters, but you put up these posters saying you're missing and you want someone to find you?
My parents had put up some, but my eyes were closed in the pictures, and they stopped putting them up in 2016. So, yeah, I started doing my own.
Okay. Interesting. Huh.
Had you thought to say missing boy, Dickie Donnelly?
Donnelly, 5'2", 80 pounds, big belly, little belly button, closed mouth, open heart, dry hands. Dickie Donnelly.
It's a lot of interesting distinguishing features, I guess.
Dry hands is important.
But I'm so far away from home now, and I don't even remember where that was, you see. I was on a roller coaster in Sandusky, Ohio, last I remember. Then I fell off in the upside down loop, and a kidnapper was waiting with his JanSport open.
Oh, man.
This is your neck of the woods.
Yeah, absolutely.
In Ohio.
I remember this story. I remember when Dickie Donnelly disappeared.
Whoa.
But I think his family gave up because they think it's some kind of Flight of the Navigator situation.
What does that mean?
Well, you know, Flight of the Navigator.
Like his hands on his cheeks?
Oh, my God.
When he first is like, I can fly? I can navigate flight?
What about CCTV footage?
Let me get this story straight. You were on a roller coaster in Sandusky, Ohio.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, unfortunate name for a town, isn't it now?
Oh.
Like in retrospect?
I wouldn't know. I haven't been anywhere else, Mr. Scott.
Oh. Well, I mean, you're here now. You've wandered away from...
I don't even know where I am since I fell out the helicopter.
This is California. This is the West Coast.
Oh.
You're in my backyard.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So WKMB, backyard.
Backyard, exactly. So wait, so you were on a loop-de-loop on a roller coaster.
Uh-huh.
You fell out of the... Were you not wearing a seatbelt?
I am, but there's a skinny chicken policy that they made since then, where if a kid's a skinny chicken, you got to do the belt up tighter, and they just did it on me, so I slipped right out and into the kidnapper's backpack.
Skinny chicken policy wasn't in effect at the time.
It was 2015.
Oh, okay. So you, the skinny chicken, fell... off the very top arc of the loop-de-loop?
I'm not a chicken, I'm a boy, but you see, the policy was called that after our legs.
Right.
Too small to stay in the little crotch harness.
Right. So you fell out.
Uh-huh.
And the kidnapper was waiting with what now?
A JanSport backpack, wide open.
Wide open, and you just fell right in.
Honestly, it sounds like they saved your life.
Good point. You must have been, it's shocking that, and somebody really needs to address this with the amusement park, that... Because it sounds like you were about 1.5 years old, and that's really young to be on a roller coaster.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't think a crotch harness could get tight enough to save a child.
I don't remember how old I was. I wasn't old enough to read my driver's license.
Yeah. You have a driver's license?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Haven't even seen my parents' faces.
I mean, how old are you now? I can't quite tell.
How old do I look? My hands are dry.
I mean, we don't guess.
Big
people.
Belly, little belly button, blue eyes, dry mouth, big lips, Dickie Donnelly.
Okay, let's do an over-under on this.
Yeah.
Based on the facts that we have, it sounds like seven and a half.
Yeah, let me feel these hands. Yeah, those are they're like sandpapery.
All the skin flaked off when you touched. It's like it's snowing. Everyone stick out your tongue.
Well, there's a pool right here if you want to.
Yeah, well, I mean, dust mites in the air are essentially just skin flakes. So, yeah. I mean,
Piece of Dickie Donnelly will float across the river and get to my parents somewhere. I just miss them.
Yeah, I bet. Why don't you just call them?
I don't know their numbers. I don't even remember their names. I think Mama Motherhood and Dad Parentman. Does that sound right?
I think Donnelly, maybe.
Oh, yeah, Donnelly.
Have you ever tried Googling your parents, like Dickie Donnelly missing boy parents?
I don't have a computer where I am. Me and the other kids that escaped, we're out in the trees.
Escaped?
Wait, other kids?
Oh, yeah, there's 67 of us.
67?
Trent Dunphy, the roller coaster backpack napper. He took a bunch of us that year, and we all fell out of the copter, and we landed here.
Oh, wait, so you didn't escape. It was an accident?
I guess so. He forgot that we were so chicken little-y to fall out of the roller coaster that we would fall out of the helicopter, too, just the same. His own trick worked against
him. He was doing loop-de-loops in the helicopter while he's transporting you?
Yeah, we all went flying.
No, then you'd fall through the blades.
Oh,
but we're skinny enough, it didn't even nick us.
Oh, if you're skinny enough, you can fall through helicopter blades.
Wow, yeah. So, and then each kid landed from the helicopter.
Good thing it was a splash in the water. Otherwise, we'd be splat.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, that's good luck to be doing those loop-de-loops right above the water.
It was just in the ocean or the...
I don't know where I am. I never even seen my parents' faces.
Yeah.
Dickie Donnelly, 3'2", 70 pounds, big old belly, tiny belly button, soft feet, open mouth.
Why'd you get that big old belly? Where did that come from?
Why does the mouth need to be open?
Yeah. This is maybe more germane to our conversation.
Soft feet is nice.
But yeah. I know, but if you're looking for a kid, I mean, it's tough because sometimes a kid's mouth wouldn't be open and you'd
say,
clearly a kid who's been kidnapped.
Yeah.
No, the mouth is closed. I'll move on.
Yeah,
and my
I'll
parents
just move
haven't
on to
seen me
kid.
In so long. Sometimes my mouth be open or closed. My feet be wet or dry. My belly be full or empty.
Yeah.
So I just want to let them know I'm here. I'm Dickie Donnelly. I'm in any way, shape, or form.
Okay. Well, I mean, coming on this podcast is a good step. Maybe they're listeners. Maybe they... in their grief, turned to a podcast that had been around for, at that point, 6 years. And
absolutely.
They were like, you know.
And you're let's presume your folks are still in Sandusky, right?
Yeah.
We weren't from Sandusky.
Oh, you were just visiting?
Yeah,
oh.
Family vacation, unfortunately.
Oh, and you don't remember where you were from?
Last thing I remember is Sandusky on the upside down Brontosaurus Brampton ride.
Oh, no. And who is this guy who took you again?
His name is Trent Dunphy.
Trent Dunphy, right. Dunphy.
Dunphy, yeah.
Dunphy.
We heard him say it into his cell phone. He would always pick up, "Hello, Trent Dunphy," like that.
You know, when you've kidnapped a kid, and I'm not saying you should, but this is just like, you want to disguise your identity as much as possible.
Okay. So
you,
over under on kidnapping a kid. I'll set the line at not thinking about it. Over, do it. Under, don't do it. What are we taking?
I'm going to go with the line. I'm going with the line. Yeah,
David?
Just don't do it. But I'm thinking about it.
Do it.
He's saying over. Wow.
I want to bet all the other 67 kidnapped kids on don't do it.
Oof.
Ooh, so their lives are in the balance here.
I don't know if the house feels comfortable taking child's lives as collateral. But it's the line. Scott
it's
is
the
actually
line.
Correct. Scott wins.
Yes. Do I win all my money back that I've lost and my house?
No. Actually, you didn't even say what you were betting on that one. So that's a. That's
I never said what I was betting on any of them.
What's gonna happen to those other kids?
No, they're fine. I said I don't want them.
What's gonna happen to them, Mr. Tony?
I do not want them. They're on their own.
Oh, they're gonna end up in a chili.
You're going to cut them up and put them into chili?
Don't do it. They're not wet enough, sir. Please.
I won't. You can put all your dry hand crust on top of the chili. We don't want any kids inside the chili.
All us kids have the driest hands you ever touched.
Wait, was this something that happened? I mean, it seems like your parents put that on the posters originally, so this is not something that Mr. Dunphy made your hands do, right? I mean, so why do all of the kids have similarly dry hands, I guess?
Well, since we fell out of the copter, we landed in the salty ocean, which sucked all the moisture from our little chickeny bodies. Mm. Then we crawled to the tops of the treetops to stay away from all adults in case there were Trent Dunphy in disguise coming to kidnap us again.
And a good plan.
Every moment, we just got drier and drier. At home, I used to have Aveeno, and now I don't have any sort of lotion.
Okay.
This guy wasn't just kidnapping kids with dry hands. That wasn't his thing.
He was turning them dry? No, they all had various degrees of wetness on their hands, but then the ocean made them all as dry as yours? Is that
you know
what
the sad part? I don't remember what my hands used to feel like.
Oh, no.
That's tough.
I'm so sorry. This is such a sad story.
That's
terrible. We don't know where what was your name again?
Dickie Donnelly, 3'2", 800 pounds, little hands, tiny heart, open mouth, closed eyes, little nostrils, huge nose, Dickie Donnelly.
Yeah, I was going to say your nose is huge, and I couldn't even tell if you had nostrils at first.
And you are 800 pounds. That's
and you do have a tiny heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Well. I'm not 800 pounds yet, but once I become a big man, I'll want my parents to recognize me.
Yeah. I think, okay, so you've been gone for now 7 years. Yeah, I mean, I think you might be a full-grown adult at this point.
What do I look like to you? I've never seen a mirror. Could someone draw me?
Yeah. Antonio, do you mind drawing her really quick?
Absolutely. In all my free time. There you go.
What now? What'd you make Dickie doing here? It's like a character artist, you know, like a bit, huge head.
Water skiing?
Yeah, what is that? Water skiing?
Huge head, water skiing. There's a helicopter upside down above. Right. Okay. Big head.
Those hands are really dry. You have like it's not like stink lines. It's like heat lines coming out of them.
That's well done because, I mean, I get that they're dry hands from that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, it's communicating the idea.
The flakes coming off of them, like David had noticed.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, very big nose.
Tongue out, little flake going down on the tongue. Boy, that is detailed work.
Yeah, open mouth.
Yeah. Well, so what do you think? This is what you look like, pretty much.
I guess so. It's kind of triggering to see the event all those years ago, escaping from Trent Dunphy's kid copter.
So this was not a recent escape. You escaped a long time ago.
Oh, it's been years. Me and the other 67, we're in the trees. We have our own government. I'm the sheriff there.
So, who is there a president? Is it like president, vice president? Who has to be the secretary?
Well,
taking all those notes.
Us kids, we never really got to do much school, Mr. Scott. So all we know is sheriff, mommy, daddy, and prison.
Oh, no. So wait, there's a sheriff, which you are. There's a mommy and daddy, and everyone else is in prison?
Yes.
I've got to ask, do you have qualified immunity in this community?
I don't know what that means.
It means that basically the police are never liable for any crimes that they might commit.
Oh, no. The police can do whatever they want. They run amok. It's terrible.
You're the police.
You're the police, yeah.
But you're also, you have a platform of police reform as well.
You're unethical yet ethical at the same time.
It's so complicated, and we just need some moisturizer for our little chickeny hands, and we need to find our parents. And while I'm on the radio, I might as well say, if you're out there, the parents of Tracy Wiggerson, Resi Bunsky, Holy Mackerel, and Daisy Dinsey, those are my favorite ones, and lots of us forgot our names.
Oh, no, but Holy Mackerel still remembers her name, I'm assuming.
I think she gave herself a new one, to be honest.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, God.
That sounds like someone calling their own nickname, you know?
Hey, I'm going to be called Holy Mackerel.
Holy Mackerel.
Why not? It's a utopian society.
Yeah.
I'm sure that all the parents of those kids are listening because this is America's number one grief podcast.
Yeah, well, I mean, we do the obituaries at the end of every one, so I hope I don't have to say your name one day. Boy, that would be terrible.
Oh, I hope so, too. But actually, it might not be so bad. I'm getting pretty hungry.
Oh, I mean, this sounds like it's about time to go into a Skyline.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Absolutely. How would you personalize your Skyline chili experience? What would you add to the three main ingredients?
If Dickie Donnelly got his very own bowl of wet Skyline chili?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't had that since before I was kidnapped. I won't go in restaurants anymore because I'm afraid Trent Dunphy could be disguised as the waiter, snatch me up all over again in the waiter backpack.
He sounds like the waiter who served David.
Oh, wait a minute.
Did he hit you in the ear? That's what happened to all us 67. We don't got really good ears anymore.
He did, yeah.
I am totally spacing on, this is crazy, I was kidnapped that night.
Oh
I was
my
put
God!
In, yep, I was put
what?
Into a backpack. Yep, I was taken into a helicopter.
No!
Yep, and I can, if I close my eyes, I can kind of remember it.
Oh my
it
God, we're going
like.
Into a flashback. Oh my God, we've never done a flashback in this show.
Mommy? Daddy? Mommy? Daddy?
Shut up back there. Shut up.
Mommy?
I'm Trent and I've got a gun.
There's a man with a gun.
Trent Dunphy on the phone.
His name is Trent Dunphy and he's on the phone.
Shut up back there, you kids.
One pill makes you horny. And one pill.
Oh, we're out.
Well,
wow.
What happened? I just fell asleep.
I'm so glad Morpheus wasn't here for that. But oh my God, that was crazy. So David, you were kidnapped just like Dickie Donnelly over here in the other 67.
Gosh. If I close my eyes.
Well, don't close your eyes again. Oh. I don't want to do that song again.
Were you doing the Starship version? Because I don't remember the word horny being in the airplane
version.
Yeah, they
updated it.
Okay. Wait, I think I remember you. Is your name Crossley Davidson?
It could have been. I changed it so I would get more work in Hollywood.
Oh, you were one of the bigger kids. You got out soon.
Yeah. No, I was 52.
Crossley Davidson, 52,
yep.
5'8", 300 pounds, big belly button, small teeth, open nose, black eyes.
That's him.
That's him
right now. You haven't. Your eyes have not swollen down. By the way, not they've put a steak on those
also,
or something.
Dry eyes, wet head, funny ears,
small teeth,
angry knees, encapsulated heart, and candy coated thighs.
Right. Yeah.
I remember you. I'm glad to see you made it out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to I need to go back. I can help you and your friends.
Yeah. Could you, much like the Pied Piper, lead all of the friends back?
Hang on.
Oh, God, I guess we're going back.
No, I don't want to be in this tree. I want to be in the other tree. Well, if I... Oh, yeah, that tree's fine.
This is the government here now. I'm the sheriff because I'm the oldest kid. You get here, Crossley Davidson. I'm 12 and you're only 11.
Actually, I'm 52. And I'm going to beat the shit out of all of you kids.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Did you do it?
Huh? I fell asleep again.
In the past, did you correct the timeline?
What I found was it's on 1321 Rose Avenue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What is the tree that they're all in?
The tree that all the kids are in.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's get out there. Well, we don't know where to take them if we find them.
Oh, I hope we get to the second verse of that song. If we're going to do another flashback, let's get past One Pill Makes You Horny, One Pill Makes You Sad.
By the way, the sheriff had a really interesting accent. Was that your original accent, do you know, in that flashback?
I can't. I was sleeping, too. I wasn't here for the flashback.
Yeah, it seemed a Cockney or something?
It was a bit... English and a bit Old West.
Well, the kids came from all over because there's roller coasters wherever, and Trent Dunphy will go roller coaster shopping around the world for any chickeny little that will fall out in an underloop. And I hope you didn't say the address of the tree where all the kids are squatting, because then Trent Dunphy will hear.
Oh,
on
no,
radio.
Trent Dunphy, I got it.
And then when he sees our little heads in the tree, he'll know we're not the hairy coconuts, even though we wear hairy coconut helmets so that no one knows we're little kids hiding in the tree.
Wait, and Trent Dunphy definitely listens to this podcast.
He's definitely a listener,
because
yeah.
I've seen him on Reddit before posting under Trent Dunphy.
He hates it. He, like, hate listens to it. I don't know what it is.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
You'll know it's him because his username will be, "Hello, it's Trent Dunphy" on the phone.
Oh,
I
my
wonder
God.
If there's a way to trap him.
Yes!
To lure him to the
in,
address.
In the past?
And yeah, go into the past.
Okay.
What's this movie called? Inception. Let me try it. Wait a second. I've got an idea. Hello? Is that Trent Dunphy there?
Hey, it's Trent Dunphy on the phone. What's going on? Shut up, you kids. Shut the hell up, you kids.
Trent, don't worry. We can cut all this out later. Trent, would you come to 1241 Rose Avenue?
Sure, what for? Are there little kids there? Chickeny ones?
Yeah, there's an entire tree full.
Chickeny ones?
They're all chickeny, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'll be there in a fucking second.
Okay, we'll be waiting for you.
Oh, we did it!
I wasn't able to alert the cop. You woke up before we could
oh,
tell the
shit,
cops.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. I wasn't
now
like,
he's coming there. He's going to be with all the kids.
Oh, no.
I had to call it. Oh.
Oh, well.
Now it's too late because he said he'd be there in a second. No.
Yeah, we don't have time to do another flashback.
We do know that there are now four pills available. One makes you horny. One makes you sad. One gives you amnesia. And one gives you ED, erectile dysfunction.
No, it cures your ED.
Oh, it cures your ED.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
No.
Wow. Well, this is too bad. I'm sorry. Now you're going to be the only one who's escaped Trent Dunphy's grasp.
So when I get back to the tree, their little coconut heads won't be there anymore.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
they won't.
There's no reason to go back to that tree.
Yeah.
But overall, it's a good thing because every great story has no resolution.
Well, thanks.
What are you
going to
do
help.
Now? Yeah. You're just going to hang out here or? I have trees.
Can I stay here, Mr. Scott?
Yeah, I got plenty of trees. Get up in one of those.
First, do me a favor. Pull on your chin as hard as you can so I can see you're not Trent Dunphy wearing a mask.
Let me see. I've never done this before.
Hey, little girl.
No! Oh, snap.
Wait.
Oh, that's right. Okay. No, I'm sorry. I had a Trent Dunphy mask on my... and I was wearing a Scott Aukerman mask on top of that. But
oh,
I'm
you were Trent Dunphy for Halloween and you forgot to take it off?
Yeah. He's a very popular costume in 2021.
Oh, thank God. That scared the pickles out of me.
Oh, I can only imagine. Gosh. Well, I feel terrible about the fact that we didn't have time for one more flashback to resolve it, but we are running out of time, guys. We only have time for, in fact, one final feature on the show, and that's a little something called plugs. Pieces of sod used to season the lawn. Give me all your plugs. Follicle grafts where your head hair is gone. Oh, okay. That was great. That was the Annie Lowe with Grasshead. Wonderful.
It was nice.
That was really nice. Yes. Thank you, the Annie Lowe, for that. If you have your opening the plug bag themes, send them all in. And David, what do we plug in? Obviously, your special this Friday at officialdavidcross.com. I'm from the future.
Yep. And also want to let everybody know, I will be flying out. My flight was canceled originally, okay. But I will be on JetBlue 8:40 a.m. tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Out of LAX to LaGuardia.
Okay. So if you want to meet David Cross.
I will be there.
What seat are you in, just so people can
It was an emergency thing, so it's open seating. Signed seat.
First come, first served. Okay.
I don't know how it works. It's JetBlue, but I had to get it.
Wait, is that your plane right now?
That's it. All right. Guys, right down here. You're going to have to put a weight at the end of that bottom of the rope. It's just swinging all over the place.
I hope that's not Trent Dunphy, by the way. Boy, that would be so scary.
It says Kidcopter on the side.
It does. Oh, that's so strange. Antonio, that's your name, right?
Yeah.
I know you as the Cincinnati Playboy. It's easier to say the Cincinnati Playboy.
Do you know me as that? It seemed like it took you a bit to figure that out. But your producer helped you out.
My producer helped, yeah. Why are you snarling at me?
It's bright out.
Oh, okay. So that's the weather.
I have a fair Greek complexion.
All right. What are you plugging?
I will plug season 2 of Righteous Gemstones.
That show that it's like a poor man's, what was it? But it's not a poor man's Succession.
It's a billionaire's Succession.
Because they're both, it's more like a millionaire's. It's like Succession if they were millionaires and religious.
I see it more as it's what awaits America in the upcoming
theoligarchy. The oligarchy
that
okay.
We'll soon be living in.
Okay, great. And that's on HBO.
HBO Max. First season already streaming and halfway through the second season.
Yeah, it's been a great season. So, and you have no stake in this. It's your favorite show?
Absolutely not. Oh, yes.
It's not your favorite show?
No, it is my favorite show. No stake in it.
Okay.
No stake.
Great, great. Dickie Donnelly. That's your name, right?
Dickie Donnelly, 4'2", 80 pounds, little nose, big smile, open heart, little dreams, soft guy, sleeping.
Only when sleeping, though.
Yeah.
What do you want to plug? Do you have anything that you can plug here?
Sometimes I watch the TV from the coconut tree in the backyard, and Fairview's coming out on Comedy Central on February 9th. It looks pretty good.
Wow, what is the show? I don't know that I've heard of it.
It's coming on after South Park, and I think it's going to be a real treat. At the Lisa Gilroy on Instagram and Twitter, she's going to be on it too. I wish she was my mom.
Oh, man, wouldn't that be great?
Any mom would be great at this point, Scott.
Yeah, well, maybe Mrs. Donnelly, if that's their name, and you just haven't forgotten your name and morphed into a different name, much like David Cross over here for show.
Scott, you haven't volunteered to adopt me one time. You keep saying, maybe you'll remember, maybe they're out there.
You keep dropping these hints.
And meanwhile, I'm sitting by your pool in your big mansion.
You can get up in a tree. I have plenty of trees. But you're not stepping foot one in this house.
Are you allergic to coconuts and I'm wearing the coconut helmet?
Yeah, that's mainly what it is.
I knew it.
Coconuts, coconuts, coconuts.
Why did you say that?
That's an inside joke.
Okay, great. Thank you. I want to plug cbbworld.com if you want to hear ad-free episodes of this. And then all the great shows we've been doing. We have CBB Presents. We had a great Andre P. Neuer had her own show. Also, Randy Snuts had his own show. Did you hear that one, Antonio?
Oh, absolutely.
We also had This Book Changed My Life with Lily Sullivan. That's going to be monthly over there on CBB Presents. So we're going to do one of those a month, which is great. And we have three of them over there and the Andy Daly Podcast Project. And also we just watched High School Musical with Demi Adijuibe over there on Scott Hasn't Seen last week. So check it out. We got a lot of really great stuff going for February. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, put it down. You're gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it. But don't close it too much or you open up the plug bag. We're opening up the plug bag. When you open up that plug bag, you open up your heart. Your heart.
Ooh, wow. That was cool. That was Turn It Up, Kev, with Your Heart, Your Heart. Wonderful remix.
Do you vet these things in advance?
Oh, no, not at all. we would, this show without listener submitted things would be maybe 5 minutes, honestly. So, guys, I want to thank you so much. David, great to have you over here. And
always
great
pleasure.
To see you. Anytime you're on the West Coast, please look me up. I'm usually here 95% of the time.
Okay.
All right. And the Cincinnati Playboy, Antonio Lambardinas?
Lambronitas.
Lambronitas? Your exasperated sighs are making me feel like we have an issue.
We don't have an issue, but I'll see you in a couple of years, it sounds like.
Maybe. Maybe think of something to bring next time you're on, of something interesting going on with your life.
Dang. I'm feeling the heat because you're cooking me right now.
And Dickie Donnelly, you ready to get up in that tree?
Can we have a moment of silence for the other 67 that are surely dead after you revealed the address of where they've been hiding?
Holy
mackerel, Bryce Hoots, Reese's Pullies, all the others?
Reese's Pullies? Oh, no. How long do you want to do?
67 minutes.
All right, check your podcast app right now. If there's 67 minutes still remaining on it, they're all going to be silent, so don't even bother listening to the end. Guys, thank you so much. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.